Welcome to Dose of Courage, a podcast for purpose-driven women in search of community who are ready to level up in their faith, business, and life. I'm Courage Molina, your courage coach, here to equip you with the tools you need to live a bolder and more courageous life so you can increase your impact and income. Courage Crusaders, let's go. What's up? What's up? I don't know where that come from. What's up? What's up? What's up? Ladies, what's up? What's up? How y'all doing? What's good? What's good? Listen, if this is your first time, I don't always start like that. Sometimes I start very chill, but I'm not really feeling that chill right now. I feel like, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's good, y'all? If this is your first time, welcome. Go ahead, subscribe to the podcast. It is fire. It has been fire. And it's only going to get hotter and hotter and more lit. And more gems are going to be dropped. More wisdom is going to come for this year. So just go ahead, subscribe. Don't miss out on all the good things. And if you've been rocking with me, you know I appreciate you. And I appreciate you guys sharing the podcast. If you're not sharing the podcast, share the podcast, and then I can appreciate you sharing the podcast. Don't just be listening to me every week and then not sharing me with your community. That's the Lord is not pleased with it. I told y'all I was feeling the way today, right? I said, I don't know what it is, but I'm trying to tell you. It's going to be something. But listen, so we have just like, we're kind of in this series, right? We're kind of in this series where I want to help set the foundation for you guys for the year so that, you know, we kind of can springboard from this thing. So we had to first kind of come correct with 2020. And if you haven't listened, I would go back and listen to the one that came out, I think like January 4th. It came out on the 5th because it was late. Don't judge me. Judge yourself. Okay. Listen to that one. And then the last one was about the doubt. You know, sometimes we have doubt about the vision. We have to overcome that. Now that we've overcome the doubt, we've written the vision, we've made it plain. Now it's time for us to like get a strategy, an action plan. We need an action plan. If you don't know anything else about me, know this. Know that all that I do, everything, all the encouragement, all the Bible classes, Bible teaching, Bible study, the podcast, the book, everything that I am doing, right? It is my hope that it will compel you to act. I don't just want to boost your confidence so you can be sitting around somewhere confident and cute. Please, I want you to do something. What I want you to become who God has called you to become. I want you to do what God has called you to do so you can take possession of every single thing he said you can have. Like, that's why I'm doing this. So my assumption is that if you're sitting around looking at a vision, you know there's work to be done. We're believing those visions by faith. God did not send you a memo or contract. He did not have a conversation with you like that, right? So we're believing these things by faith, but we know that faith without works is dead. So then the question becomes, how do I do this work, right? And so I know you're probably setting goals or you've set some goals, but listen, in this session, I want to talk to you about tossing out the SMART goals, all right? Throw them out. If you got SMART goals, we're going to throw those out so that you can have the best year ever. You can have the most productive, leaning in, getting closer to where God has called me to be ever, right? We're going to toss those SMART goals right out. Why? First of all, been there. I got SMART. Now SMART's out. You know, I started with that. I use SMART goals. It's something that we taught in passion and purpose planning. It's something which you can still get on Amazon, and it's going to tell you to use the SMART goals. I mean, I'm going to do a revised copy of it, so don't worry. It's already on my calendar to do. And we did that. Why? Because it's the best information we had at the time. It's the best information I had at the time. But since I've been looking and doing and working and, you know, asking God, like, how can I accomplish what you've called me to accomplish? What is my mindset needs to be? What are my strategies? you know, I realized in my experience and living and what the Lord, that this smart goes just out, man. They out, okay? I'm gonna tell you why. Because with the smart goals, if you think about it, it places the focus on things you can't control. Smart goals, right? Specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and with like some type of time restraint or constraint or something like that. So do you know what that means? That means you can have a goal. You can have a goal for, like losing weight or for sales or for like building or having some type of relationship. You can have some type of goal like that. And, you don't have any control over it. You don't have any control over your weight if your weight goes down. Don't argue with me. I'm telling you what I know. You don't have any real control over, you know, people buying your products and services. You don't have any control over that. You want to build healthy relationships and things like that. You don't have any control. I mean like reconciling relationships, right? You don't have any control over those things. Now, that's just what it is. Think about it. If you have control over, are you telling me right now that there aren't people, that you've never done the things that you needed to do to lose weight and you didn't lose the weight that you wanted to lose? Is that what you're telling me? Oh, okay. That's what I thought. That means that you've set your goal on something that you don't have control over. Are you telling me that you think that people who don't meet their sales goals, that they didn't have sales goals and they didn't do the sales strategy? Is that what you're telling me? No, of course not. How do I know that? Because I know that because we've been there. We've done that. We've tried it. We've tried those things, right? We've done the diets. We've tried and we didn't necessarily hit the goal. We did the prospecting, did the pitching, and we didn't necessarily hit the goal. We tried to make up with somebody we were in a relationship with. And guess what? We didn't necessarily hit the goal. We couldn't reconcile. And so that's one of the reasons smart goals are out, because it places the focus on things you can't control. And then when you don't reach that goal, how are you left feeling? I could tell you not good. It is not a confidence booster. Listen, it does not boost my confidence for me to set a goal and not hit that bad boy. Okay, that I'm not like, oh yes, my confidence is so great. No, no matter how much I tried, no matter how much work I did, I didn't reach the goal. Right? When you, even in conversation, like just even in casual conversation, you're like, yeah, I didn't really hit my weight goal. I mean, yeah, I did pretty good, but still, right there, you can't even enjoy the win of how much progress you did make. Because smart goals aren't celebrating the progress. Smart goals aren't focused on the progress. Smart goals are focused on the end result, the outcome, right? The other thing, another reason they're out too for me is because it's usually, you know, you usually are setting these smart goals based on your own strength. You want it to be specific, measurable, and attainable. Attainable based on what? Based on industry standards, based on logic, based on reason, based on your own power, based on your own resources, like based on all these things. It's usually set based on your own strength. And let me, I don't know about y'all. This is not for everybody, okay? Tossing out your smart goals are for people who want to have their best year ever. That's if it's you, like, you know, you want to stick, hey, cool, it's fine. But I'm going to tell you, for me, I want more than I can produce on my own. You crazy? Are you understanding what I'm saying? I want my outcome and my results to be 100-fold better, 100-fold more than I could get based on the work that I can do. My God says, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of men what I'm going to do for you. People have heard of people working hard and getting what they work for. People have heard that. You've seen that, right? You've seen people work hard for things and then they get it. No, I want the stuff eyes haven't seen. I want the things ears haven't heard. I want the things that have not entered into the hearts of man. That's what I want. I was listening to Rachel Luna's podcast, Permission to Offend. If you don't listen to it, you should definitely check it out. She's super dope. I'll drop a link in the show notes or in the description. She's super dope. And one of the podcasts I listened to earlier this year was Your Quantum Leap Year, I think is what it was. You should listen to it. But this is why I loved it, because it was confirmation. Listen, it was confirmation. She talked about the science-y part of like quantum leaps, and she talked about the study, all of this stuff, right? So definitely check it out because it's really good. But what I loved about it is that I had already decided that this year was going to be insane as it related to my growth and my progress and my results and the outcome of the work that I do. I already knew it was going to be bananas. I've already accepted that. Me and the Lord have discussed it. I am setting myself up to expect it, right? And to prepare for it. She talked about the quantum leap year. And one of the things that she said, when I tell you it was confirmation, she gave an example. She said one of her friends, I don't know who, went from 1 year making $50,000 in her business. And in the next year, she hit $1 million in sales. And I was like, what? That's what me and you talked about, Lord. I was like, hey, is this confirmation? Because this is what we talked about. People talking about setting my intentions for 2021, that Courage Molina Coaching and the school, Courage University, that we would have a revenue of $1 million. Combined is fine. Me and the Lord talk about, I'm cool with it being combined, of $1 million. Revenue of $1 million in 2021. I was on a call consultation with a marketing company, and you know, it was like an interview style, and he's asking me, what's your goal for 2021? You know, what's your goal? What would you like to see happen in the next 12 months? He was talking about how their goal for their clients is to help their clients reach $1 million in revenue in 18 months. That's their goal, right? And so they do this profit share. It's all this stuff. And so after he tells me that information, he then asked me what my goal is. And I was like, oh, my goal is to hit $1 million by December 31st, 2021. And he was like, in 12 months? I was like, yeah, I can be your above average client. Like, well, you can put a star next to my testimonial and it can say results are not common or results may vary, you know, by individual or whatever. But yeah, you asked me what my revenue goals are. It's $1 million. In 2021. And when I said it, when I felt it, right? I felt it and I said it. Before I said it to him, I was already thinking it. That's why I said it out loud, because I was already thinking it. But when I first started thinking about it, I was like, that is not a smart goal. I was like, that's not good, because it's unrealistic. Walk with me. Some of y'all are thinking it right now. It is unrealistic that if my company has not hit six figures in a year, to believe that we're going to go from five figures, right, to seven in a 12-month time span. And if you listen to last week's podcast, then you know I don't really know how it's going to happen, and I don't mind the Lord's business. I know that he's called me to do things, and I'm going to do those things. I'm going to lean in to doing it at a standard of excellence. I'm going to do all things, whatever I do in word or in deed, I'm going to do so as unto the Lord. I'm going to stay in alignment and obedience. I'm going to step out on faith. I'm going to do things that scare me. I'm going to do it while I'm scared. When he says move, I'm going to move just like that. Okay? And so I'm believing by faith. People are, I'm buying a house cash this year. That's my buying a house cash. That's a vision for my life, right? I'm buying a house cash this year. How? I don't know. I have no clue even how to create a strategy that's going to take me from where I am. Because if I did, I would have done it a long time ago, right? Take me from where I am to seven figures. I don't know what a strategy is. But you know, I've been decluttering my house. If y'all follow me on Instagram, then y'all see my pictures decluttering my house. Why? It's easy to declutter when you think about going to your new house. I'm not taking that stuff with me. I just bought a house cash and I'm going to take that stuff with me. Oh, man, I wish I might. I ain't taking that stuff. So I'm getting rid of it, right? The principle of digging ditches. Like, I don't, listen, those SMART goals are based on what you can do in your strength. That's not what I want for 2021. I don't want what I can do in my strength. I want exceedingly and abundantly above all I could ask or think. And I can think up $1 million in 1 year, okay? I can think up a house that I paid cash for in 1 year. Because I've seen people do that. But the Lord says, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, nor has it entered into hearts. What are you going to do? Child, I don't want what I can work. Listen, I'm not trying to set myself up, my life up, my goals up, my routines, my habits up for what I can only get in my own strength. I want to put a seed in the ground. I want to see 100-fold. I'm a child of the Most High God. His power is at work in me. Like, why would I want regular? I don't want that. So I don't want, specific, measurable, attainable. I don't want what's attainable through my own strength. Is there anything too hard for God? No, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That means $1 million in 12 months. That's what that means. I mean, it means other things too, but I'm just saying, I don't want what I can. I don't want that. And this is another thing with the SMART goals. The SMART goals, when you do those things, it changes what you do, not who you become. Right? And so let me go back to this weight thing. How many of you ever in your life had a goal to lose weight, lost weight, and you didn't gain that weight back and then some? Probably 5 or 10 times. Oh, that's just me? I'm the only person. I'm the only person that, excuse me, had a goal to lose weight, set SMART goals. I was specific. It was measurable. It was attainable. It was relevant for how I wanted to live my life. And it was time bound. Okay. Just all those things. And I lost the weight. Gained it back. I'm not trying to do something just for a year. I'm not trying to, you know, earn $1 million this year. And then in 2022, lose $1 million. It's not just that I'm going to have $1 million in sales. I am going to be the owner of a multi-million dollar business, billion dollar business, right? I'm building an empire, and that means I can't just have the stuff. I have to change who I am, how I think, how I move, my perspective, my routines, my habits. So instead, this is what I want you to do. And this is what I'm doing. So if you with me, you with me. If you ain't, it's cool. Instead of, you know, having these SMART goals, okay, now I got the sales, but now I couldn't get the sales. Or now I lost the weight, or I got the money. Do you know how many people got the bag and lost the bag? Have you ever heard of a little show called Where Are They Now? Or I Won the Lottery? You ever seen that show? Folks win $100 million broke in 10 years. Why? Because they didn't become millionaires. They just had $1 million. You see what I'm saying? They didn't have the millionaire mindset. And I know it seems like, oh, all that mindset stuff. But I'm just saying. So instead, this is what I want you to do. I want you to take some time and review the vision. Hopefully you wrote it from last week, right? I want you to take some time to review the vision that you have for your life for the year. Not for your whole life, for this year. Things that you would like to see happen in your life this year, in all the areas of your life. I want you to review that vision. And then when you look at that vision, I want you to ask yourself, who do you need to become? I have a vision for my life in my business, in my finances, in my fit pillar, in my space. I have a vision of my life from 12 months from now. I got a vision, right? Who do I need to become in order for me to have that thing, right? I need to become healthy. Not that my goal is to lose weight. Like, I need to become healthy, because if I start making health as a healthy person, I make healthier choices. I live a healthy lifestyle, a healthy and active lifestyle. And if you are living a healthy and active lifestyle, then whatever vision or desire you have for your size and your weight, it will probably come in alignment with that. Because if you had the habits of just, you see what I'm saying? Now, I know sometimes people want unrealistic body shapes, and so maybe choosing weight wasn't the best one to choose, but it's one that I feel like people can relate to, okay? Thinking about, like, oh, instead of saying, like, I want to stop smoking. That's not that you want to stop smoking. You don't want to be a smoker anymore. So you know what? I'm a non-smoker. I don't smoke. Right? Because I'm not a smoker. That's why I don't smoke. Because I'm not a smoker. I don't drink because I'm not a drinker. I don't have, like, sometimes when I'm out and people are drinking or whatever, and it's like wine, and people are like, oh, you don't want to have any? And I'm like, no. So for people who don't know my story, they're like, oh, are you like, they want to know if I'm sober. Well, I'm sober. I'm more sober than y'all. But no, I didn't go through like any program. I stopped drinking because I got sick one time. I mean, I got sick more than one time, but I was sick. Ruined my birthday dinner over a couple sips. I'm not a drinker. So I'm not tempted to drink because I'm not a drinker. Do you think that vegans are tempted to have burgers? They're not. Why? Not because they stopped eating meat, but because of who they've become. They're vegans. Vegans don't eat meat. It's not. No, it's not that deep, right? We make it so big, like, oh, I want to read 50 books. No, you need to become who do you need to become? A reader? Do you know what readers do? Read. We read. That's what we do. Readers, we read, right? So I want you to review your vision, and then I want you to think about, who do you need to become? You know, you want to get along better with people. Who do you need to become? More forgiving? Ooh, that hurt right there. Maybe I need to become more forgiving if I want more peace in my home and in my relationships. I need to make a decision to forgive before I even experience an offense. Maybe I need to make the decision to become a reader. Maybe I need to make the decision to become disciplined, because a person who runs a million-dollar business, multi-million-dollar business, they're disciplined. They have work hours. They have work tasks. They get them done. They're not putting them off till next time, till later. They're pushing through. They're respecting their own boundaries, right? Maybe I need to become a person who's consistent, right? Because runners run, dancers dance, writers write. It's what they do consistently, right? If I'm going to be healthy, if I want to lose weight, maybe instead of focusing on losing weight, I can look at the type of life I want to live and say, oh, that's going to require a healthy lifestyle. And so when you start thinking about who you need to become, start thinking about what habits are necessary to become that. Because who we are a result of our habits. Where you are right now in life, in every area of your life, is a result of your habits. I'm going to say it again. Where you are in life right now is a result of your habits. It's not a result of what somebody did to you one time. It's not a result of none of that. Where you are is a result of your habit. Do you have the habit of playing victim? That's where you're at. Where you at? You have a habit of overspending, celebrating, like, you have a habit of cutting people off. That's why you don't have no friends. That's your habit. You don't have no conflict resolution because you have the habit of, you know, dropping people. You want to have lifelong friendships. You want to have these intimate, great friendships with people. Then you need to have the habit of conflict resolution. maybe forgiving, maybe being consistent with how you show up for people. Just saying, where we are, myself included, is a result of my habits. When I get on the scale today, it's not about what I did in the past 5 days. It's about what I've done for the past 40 years. Shoot, that's why I'm where I'm at. That's why I'm here. That's how I got here. Habits. Have the habit of eating sweets late at night. It's not late. It's like 9 o'clock, but it's still late because it's right before I go to bed, right? Then ask yourself, how can you develop these habits? I always say if you want to develop a habit, if you want to establish a habit, I say you need to, if you want to develop a habit, you need to establish a routine. So it's not a habit yet, but it's a routine that I can follow. And I'm going to do this every day at this time, every Wednesday at this time. So now it's a habit. My husband has a habit when he goes downstairs. He makes his coffee on the weekend. He makes his coffee most of the time, but in the morning before he goes to work, because I'm up and I'm downstairs, I'll make the coffee for him. And so I made the coffee for him the other day, or it was probably like a few weeks ago, I made the coffee for him. And he came downstairs. I don't know if he couldn't smell the coffee. He was just kind of like in a trance. He went in, he took the filter out, and then he picked the coffee carafe up, and he was like, he was like, oh, man. And so I came out of the office. I was like, what? What's wrong? I thought, like, maybe I messed the coffee up or something. He was like, I just came downstairs, and I just pulled the filter out of the coffee pot. He was like, I wasn't really paying attention to the fact that the coffee was made. Why? Because that's his habit. He comes downstairs. He takes out the filter. Because when he makes coffee, I'm going to tell y'all this, okay? When he makes coffee, when he's done, he doesn't take the filter out. And when people wash dishes, anybody that's not me, they don't take the dirty filter out and wash it either. They just leave it there and it only gets washed and taken out for each use. You see what I'm saying? So that's why that's his habit. That's what he does. He goes down there, he does it without even thinking. But it started from a routine. So when you think about the type of person that you need to become and the type of habits that they have, develop a routine so that you can get them done. All right, so here's the assignment. I want you to develop routines to establish the habits necessary to become whoever you need to become, a reader, healthy, active, forgiving, whatever. I want you to develop routines, come up with a routine on your calendar to establish habits necessary to become. Second thing I want you to do is continue this conversation with me in Dose of Courage community. I want you to find an accountability partner because now you got a routine. You got some things you need to be held accountable for. Don't do it by yourself. Join the community. Get an accountability partner. And third, but certainly not least, I want you to share this podcast and help me to encourage 20,000 women this year through the podcast. I cannot do this without you. Share it everywhere that you have an ability to share it. Share, and share alike, all right? I hope that this has blessed you. And if it has blessed you, share it. Don't just let this be a podcast that you listen to from week to week where you're encouraged and you're inspired, but you don't follow up and do the work. I give those assignments because change comes through action. Transformation comes through what we're doing. We got to do things differently. We can't just hear a word and be like, oh, that was a good word, and then that's it. So we won't experience the transformation that we want, that we deserve, that we were created for, you know? And so do the work, and I'll see you in the community. Until next time, love y'all. Later.